Are you a grateful person? Remember the song in Holiday Inn by Bing Crosby? Count your blessings. When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings when my bankroll is getting small. And he talks about gratitude in the song. It's a beautiful little song. A friend of mine said to me once, it's hard to be depressed if you're grateful. Leaving aside the idea that a certain percentage of depression can be biochemically based, just the standard emotionally blue look at life that people get into and out of, there's truth to that. This article says here. David Patrick Columbia was having one of those days. He was in New York City. Went there as a hotshot magazine young talent. Figured, all right, I'm going to show these people I can write. But he ended up just being an assistant. And he was bummed out. Particular day was cold and gray and damp. You know, the kind of stuff that breeds depression. He started walking across Manhattan. Well, not across Manhattan, but he's walking in town. I don't know what possessed me, he said, but I decided to start counting things along the way that made me happy. I just wanted to see how many pleasing things I came across. First on his list, a mother walking her baby, all bundled up in a stroller. That little face just made me smile, he says. Then he saw a jet in the sky. Flying has always captivated me. And so it went. From the smells at the bistros to the eye-catching storefront, one thing after another that he looked at acknowledged and brightened his mood. His walk of thanks, he called it. 20 years ago, he took it. I was reminded that I lived in an exciting, interesting, and invigorating place. Whenever I'm feeling down, I do this. It makes me feel better. Well, leave it to the shrinks to come up with ways to check this out. A PhD shrink, permanent head damage, Robert Emmons, has proved this in his lab. He's a professor of psychology at the University of California, Davis. He's been interested for a long time in the role of gratitude and how this plays into your physical and emotional well-being. Along with another psych professor, Mike McCullough of the University of Miami, Emmons, or could be pronounced Emmons, took three groups of volunteers and randomly assigned them to focus on one of three things each week. Hassles, ordinary life events, and things for which they were grateful. The first group concentrated here, where they were told now, everything that went wrong or was irritating to them. Anything. The jerk who cut me off on the highway. The Indians blowing a 3-0 lead. The second group homed in on situations that they felt enhanced their lives. My boyfriend is very kind and caring. I'm lucky to have him. We have air conditioning in our home. The third group recalled recent everyday events. I went shopping. Okay. I drove out of my driveway and ran a couple of errands. What were the results? The people who focused on gratitude were just flat out happier. They saw their lives in favorable terms. They reported fewer negative physical symptoms, such as headaches or cold, and they were active in ways that were good for them. They spent almost an hour and a half more per week exercising than those who focused on hassles. Plain and simple, those who were grateful had a higher quality of life. Emmons was surprised by some of this. This is not just something that makes people happy, like a positive thinking optimism kind of thing. A feeling of gratitude really gets people to do something, to become more pro-social, more compassionate. Because what he found was they noticed the grateful people had more joy, more energy, and they were becoming more optimistic. They even seemed to be perceived as more helpful toward others. This did not happen in either of the other two groups. Now those twicky psychologists did something else. They took their study one step further. Rather than focus on hassles or blessings on just a weekly basis, they rounded up college students to do it every day. Man, I remember when I was in college, we used to get the shrinks to come and use us as the little rats. I was a rat in so many experiments. The researchers asked for specific personal detail as well. Do you drink alcohol? How many aspirin or other pain relievers do you take? The quantity and quality of your sleep? Compare yourself to others. Are you better or worse off? Well, what did they find? They recognized right off the bat there was something powerful about a regular gratitude check. In the follow-up study, those groups, those kids in the group that found something to appreciate every day were less materialistic, less likely to see a connection between a satisfying life and material perks. They were more willing to part with their possessions. The bumper sticker that reads, "The one with the most toys wins," was unlikely to be found on any of their cars. They were less depressive, less envious, less anxious, much more likely to help others. When others were asked their impressions of the daily gratitude students, they generally judged the students as empathetic, helpful, pro-social, more likely to put themselves for others. They were more joyful, exercised more, had fewer illnesses, got more sleep, were more likely to have helped someone else. Well, one more study? All right, one more study. After being given a little bag of candies, doctors in a study conducted by psychologist Alice Eisen, Cornell University professor, were able better to process the fact of difficult medical cases and to think outside the box. In other words, somebody gave them a little bag of candies in gratitude and they actually performed a little better. So keep this in mind next time you go to your doc and you're wondering if you're going to get the right diagnosis. Give them some candy first. Give her some candy first and say, thank you, you're good people, I really like you. The doctors who got the candy didn't jump to conclusions. They quickly realized what the domain of the illness was, and they were and they were what? They were just better diagnostically, I guess, according to this. Nice article. So remember the song by Bing Crosby, "When you're worried and you can't sleep, count your blessings." Focus on them deliberately, actively, calculatedly. Start to simply focus on it. Driving a car that's comfortable, has air conditioning, focus on it. Hey, you could even be grateful for me. Well, you don't have to be. I'm Dr. Ray. 877-ROME-777 is the number. Get on to the program to get in here and do some jawing if you're a guy, and some sharing and emoting and connecting if you're a girl.